This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. So with monkeypox, we are not seeing any less drama. And so apparently they believe that what's been going on with monkeypox is that it is mutating more than previously thought. The virus now has spread to about 200 cases, but here's the thing. It is a very highly underestimated number because we're being told that it's quote-unquote abysmal in the lack of testing and the lack of ability to get tested. So people are wondering if not many people are coming forward, and this 200 number is markedly underreported, or a symptom of underreporting. So in a study published Thursday in the journal Nature Medicine, a group of Portuguese researchers found that there was an average of 50 mutations in samples from 2022 compared to monkeypox samples from 2018 and 2019. They wrote that the mutation rate, discovered after looking at 15 monkeypox virus sequences, may suggest a case of accelerated evolution. Genetic analysis from earlier this month previously suggested, according to Fox News, that there are two distinct strains in the U.S., raising the possibility that the virus has been here for a while and had time to circulate and change and mutate. Current data from the CDC says most of the cases are in California, New York, and Illinois. Kentucky health officials announced the state's first probable case on Friday. Nevada had a probable case that was confirmed, so I think Nevada has one. But scientists have noted that the outbreak is probably much larger than the current case count. CDC has confirmed that there has been evidence of local transmission. So not only cases that might have come from Europe or Africa, but cases that might have gone from person to person. Because there have been some cases where it was a domestic travel case. This weekend, they say, is New York City's annual Pride weekend, and some residents told the New York Times that they are taking monkeypox virus transmission risk into account. And one of you had asked, why is this so high in the men who have sex with men, gay, bisexual men category? You know, this is not an STD. This is something that is... very easily contracted, skin on skin. You could get it also from an animal and that scratches you or bites you. And you can get it from respiratory droplets. That has been the science for decades, that you could get it from respiratory droplet transmission. Unless this sucker has changed, they've been kind of minimizing that as the main drive for people getting it this time around. But it is still... It's just like chickenpox and just like smallpox. It is respiratory spread. But all we could maybe surmise now is that if there is a higher potential to get it during sex, if you have a group that has sex, see, with bisexual men have sex with men and women, so you would think it would also be spreading to women as well. But right now, most of the cases seem to be men who have sex with men. So it could just be that, well, they say men who have sex with men, gay and bisexual men. But if the bisexual men haven't recently had sex with women and have had sex with other men, you will then, if it's being spread with skin-on-skin contact, see it in the men, the gay and bisexual community. So that's our guess. Our guess is it's still skin-on-skin contact, and most of the people that have it are giving it to their partners. I believe there was a doctor who contracted it. I have to double-check that. So citing high demand, the city-run Chelsea Sexual Health Clinic, which is the only facility administering monkeypox vaccine, said it is no longer able to accommodate walk-ins because all appointments have been filled through next Monday. So the monkeypox vaccine is basically the smallpox vaccine. The Biden administration has begun to ship monkeypox virus tests to commercial laboratories, which the Department of Health and Human Services said it would dramatically expand testing capacity nationwide. They said the majority of new monkeypox cases have been seen in gay or bisexual men. Experts caution, though, anybody can be at potential risk. People normally become infected with the monkeypox virus through contact with the skin lesions, bodily fluids, infected animals, like we had a prairie dog outbreak in 2003, or contact with materials contaminated with the virus. And the symptoms are fever, chills, rash, malaise, body aches, very similar to COVID, but you get these lesions. And the lesions, most people should be getting lesions. I can't say for sure if everybody does, but most people will get the pox, and they start on the face, and then they go downstream from there. So, you know, are some people not wanting to be diagnosed, or are they staying home? See the thing with monkeypox, though, is you can't hide that. If it's on the face, that's hard to hide, unless you're wearing a mask. You know, COVID, people are hiding their COVID. So, you know, people hide their COVID all the time, and so they are, you know, oh, yeah, I'm fine. I tested negative. I'm good. And then they're going to work. But with this, it's harder to hide if you have the pox on your face. So when they say that the number is underestimated, is it because people are like, look, I think I have it. What do I do? And they say, well, just go home until we can test you. Or are some people going, look, you know what? I'm working from home anyway. I'll just order in. I'll wear a mask. And no one will know. I would like to know, I get people deserve privacy, but I'd really like to know how common this is, and I'd also like to know, you know, if it is spreading, you know, by respiratory, is it spreading among household contacts, is it spreading, or is it just spreading, you know, with people you have sex with? We don't believe it gets transferred in sexual bodily fluids, but it could be. Could be in the semen. So we'll keep you guys posted, but what we do have with the latest is they think that this sucker is kind of a new strain, different from ones from a couple years ago, which could explain why it's making such a showing. But we also want to know, well, was it leaked from a lab too? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So as a physician, I don't like divide. I like unity, and I like dealing with the problem at hand. All right, I hate seeing the country divided over a law that has to do with something so controversial and so personal. I mean, we don't have laws for a man getting a vasectomy. Now, we don't have laws about a woman getting a hysterectomy. But because this involves a fetus, and I see both sides, you know, it's a very, very controversial subject. Not to mention also it involves the taxpayers. So, if a taxpayer doesn't want to pay for an abortion, they're going to have some say, or they're going to want some say. And, again, this isn't just a couple abortions being done a month or a week. This is close to 1 million being done a year. So, sadly, it's gotten to a very, very heated debate such that it seems to be dividing the country. And, I mean, we got a lot going on right now, and, you know, this is going to add to more of the chaos. But one thing that I think we could unify on and we could work on is addressing why we have 1 in 5 pregnancies needing to be terminated. Why are there so many unwanted pregnancies? You know, is it incest? Do we have a slew of people sleeping with their brothers or cousins? Do we have a slew of assaults? Is assault on the rise so much that we don't have police or the law enforcement strength to stop it? I mean, I just read in India there was a mom and her daughter who was, I guess, picked up. I think they thought it was a car service or whatever, and they were gang raped. I mean, you know, rapes, is it that we have rape so much that's causing a million, you know, unwanted pregnancies? Or is it that we just don't have enough access to birth control? We're paying for birth control. In fact, pharmacists can dispense birth control without a doctor prescription. There's access to birth control. Is it that the birth control isn't working? Is it that women are heavy and maybe the birth control is too weak for their body weight? Is it that birth control is just so difficult to take that they skip a pill or they forget? Is it that so many women are doing continuous birth control to skip a period that maybe that could be altering? And then all of a sudden the ovary's like, to heck with this, I'm going to shoot out an egg. And then they get pregnant unwittingly. See, nobody is interviewing these million women that are requiring abortion services to find out what exactly was it. I mean, it's a very easy study. And they could be anonymous so we could figure out where we can go. Now, I mean, hands down, I'm a big fan of pharmacists. Pharmacists to me pharmacists and nurses are the backbone of our healthcare system. So a doctor cannot do what he does or she does without the team approach. And we're a team. And we work side by side with nurses. We work side by side with pharmacists. Every pharmacist I've worked with the exception of one, has been the most amazing asset. And I told you what happened with the one. I had written a medication, and they're like, oh, you don't need that. Just double your metformin. And the person was having kidney disease. And when the patient came back, and I'm like, what the hell's going on here? I took you off the medication, and I swapped you to something else. And they're like, the pharmacist told me not to. It was only one pharmacist. I know who he was. And when I called, he lied. Oh, it wasn't me. It was somebody else. And I'm like, look, you know, it just, please, you know, unless you have the chart, or just call me if you disagree. And did you realize that the creatinine clearance was off? That was the only one pharmacist. Every other pharmacist has been amazing. So apparently in Nevada, where I live, pharmacists can dispense birth control. So if we've been having an access to birth control, which could be why a million women are feeling the need to abort, apparently the Guttmacher Institute said 1 in 5 pregnancies is getting terminated. 1 in 5 every year. 1 in 5 is a lot. Why? Why are 20% of all pregnancies needing to be aborted? Is it that we're not giving the access? The Affordable Care Act, it's supposed to be free birth control. We have pharmacists, especially in Nevada, that can dispense birth control. In fact, in New Hampshire, something made a headline. There's a headline. In New Hampshire, they've limited pharmacists from dispensing ivermectin to treat COVID-19 without a prescription. Governor Sununu, I guess, is blocking pharmacists from handing out ivermectin for those who want it for COVID. And I get it's controversial, and the studies are kind of mixed on if ivermectin does a lot to limit or not. Some studies show it limits it a day or two. Some studies show it doesn't do anything. And then you have people like Aaron Rodgers and Dennis Prager saying it works for me. So I get it's controversial. But pharmacists in New Hampshire can dispense medication for smoking cessation, contraception, substance use disorder, and treatment for sexual assault. So pharmacists are a huge asset, and there's so many of them. So for those individuals that don't have health care or an Obamacare plan or don't have the time to go and see a provider, there is access to birth control. Now, I don't know all the details. I don't know if it's free. I don't know if it's, and I'm going to talk to the pharmacist to try to get a little bit more detail on what that. I just have the Nevada statute. In fact, let me see if I have the Nevada statute. The Nevada statute says the proposed regulations will authorize, and this was written 2021, will authorize a pharmacist to dispense self-administered hormonal contraceptives to a patient without a prescription under a protocol. Implementing these regulations will expand access to hormonal contraceptives, particularly for women in rural areas. And it's not supposed to cost tax, or it's not supposed to cost the patient more money. It's supposed to be a pretty easily accessible benefit. So, well, how come people don't know that? A lot of people don't know that. A lot of doctors don't know that. That's a problem. And maybe that's why we have, you know, our abortion crisis should have never been a crisis. It should never be dividing the country. The loss of a fetal life is huge, even for the mom choosing to terminate. People are thinking that these million women that are doing this every year, it's like, oh, bye bye me, it's out. I mean, these women that decide to abort, it's crushing for them, and some of them never recover. They always feel the guilt. I had one patient say that the baby visits her in her sleep. She's haunted all the time. So it's not a very easy decision. So then why aren't we helping these women prevent the pregnancy? We would not be in this position right now if it was 100 pregnancies a year. Because I really don't know how many incest cases we really have. But when you're talking a million, one out of every five pregnancies, then, and we have free birth control, and we have pharmacists, and not just Nevada and New Hampshire. I'm assuming most pharmacists in most states can you know, give birth control if a woman wants it. And we're about to have birth control over the counter. Why then are we having so many unwanted pregnancies? Is it that it's just not practical? I got to tell you, I hated taking a pill every day. I still forget to take my vitamins. My vitamin D I forget to take. I am not very good at taking pills every day. The IUD was fantastic. Put in the IUD. I mean, maybe it fell out at Walmart a couple times, but I just stuck it back in and I was good. Because, you know, Walmart has alcohol. So I'm like, guys, turn away. I can put my leg on the shelf, get it back up in there. But for the most part, you know, a pill, a birth control pill is kind of rough. To do, and maybe that's the problem. We're spending all these tax dollars on birth control, and we're not actually talking to the women. Can somebody talk to these million women and keep it anonymous and go, what was it? And if they said, look, I did the pill, I just forgot to take it, or I was on the pill, I tried to stop my period doing the continuous, but I must have gotten breakthrough. Are any of these women getting pregnant on the pill? Are any of these women getting pregnant on the IUD? You can get pregnant on an IUD. We've had some cases. Sadly, the baby doesn't make it. You know, is it that they're forgetting? Is it that, well, they start it and then they can't afford it? Or they can't get to the doctor? Then teach them that, well, you can go to your pharmacist. Now, again, the pharmacist has a protocol, which probably includes making sure they don't have a clotting disorder. Because if somebody has a clotting disorder, then that, you know, and it's an estrogen-based birth control, that could, you know, be dangerous. Many doctors that can't and pharmacists that can't assess might just give a progesterone only to play it safe. But you know, so there are some risks. There are some risks in people not taking it correctly, in maybe people forgetting and taking too much, because estrogen can be thrombogenic. But as long as and we got to make sure they don't smoke. You really shouldn't be giving birth control to somebody who smokes. So there is that protocol. So, I mean, maybe we got to do a much better education campaign. Because, you know, the states have been going back with abortion for the past 50 years anyway. And I'm sure most states are going to figure out what they want to do. But I think where we all agree on is we have so many unwanted pregnancies. And maybe that's where we're failing as a country. 1-877-DOCTOR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Monday sides with high school football coach Joe Kennedy in a First Amendment case about prayer at the 50-yard line. In a 6-3 ruling, the Supreme Court saying the public school district violated the coach's free speech and exercise rights when it barred him from praying on the field after games. Kennedy's attorney Paul Clement joins Fox and Friends and says he's amazed this case went all the way to the Supreme Court.
It is so bizarre to me. Something so simple as taking a knee for, 15 seconds in thanks after a football game is made this much noise and all the way to the Supreme Court. It seems just weird to me.
Talks about reviving the Iran nuclear deal are set to continue this week. You're listening to USA Radio News. Police arrested dozens of pro-abortion agitators at protests across the country after the Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade on Friday. Police dispersed a crowd of 7,000 protesters in Phoenix after some protesters attempted to breach the doors of the Arizona Senate building. Protests also taking place outside the homes of justices. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says that in the past, he also had protests at his home.
It really shows that the radical left has become very anti-democratic. What they don't want is they don't want the people to have any say when it comes to laws protecting life and the regulation of abortion.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country's war with Russia must end by winter. Zelensky remotely spoke to President Biden and other world leaders attending the G7 summit in Germany Monday. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Okay. Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So getting your flu shot has been linked to a 40% reduced risk of Alzheimer's. I think that's fantastic because I get the COVID shot. I get the flu shot every year. I don't know if I'm going to get the COVID shot every year, but I get the flu shot every year. The problem is COVID messed up my mind. So I'm really worried that it accelerated any dementia I was destined to get because, man, I'm forgetting stuff. And it bothers me. But why would a yearly flu shot provide a 40% reduced risk of Alzheimer's? That is a very powerful link. So the study comes from, I believe, UT Houston. They say people who have received at UT Health Houston, people have received at least one influenza vaccine were 40% less likely than their non-vaccinated peers to develop Alzheimer's over the course of 4 years. This research was led by Avram Buchbinder, recent alumnus of McGovern Medical School at UT Health Houston, senior author Paul Schultz, Rick McCord, professor of neurology at McGovern Medical School. And what they did is they compared the risk of Alzheimer's disease incidence between patients with and without prior flu vaccine in a large nationwide sample of U.S. adults aged 65 or older. An early online version is published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. They said, we found that flu vaccine in older adults reduces the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease for several years. The strength of this protective effect increased with the number of years that a person received an annual flu vaccine. In other words, the rate of developing Alzheimer's was lowest among those of us who get the annual flu vaccine every year. It's pretty good. Now, he's a resident, Buchbinder. Avram Buchbinder is a resident. He's an intern in the Division of Child Neurology. So that's pretty good study. That's, man, I didn't get really super high research points. I was too busy. I was working 36-hour shifts. But now residency is a little lighter, so they can do more research, which I agree with. Future research, yeah, it's lighter. I'm sure the neurologist is like, it's not lighter. I go, yeah, it is. You guys aren't doing 36-hour shifts. I don't want to hear from any current doctor in training that you have it harder than I did. There's no way, no way. We older docs really busted our butts. Anyway. Future research should assess whether flu vaccination is also associated with the rate of symptom progression in patients who already have Alzheimer's dementia. So the study comes 2 years after UT Health Houston researchers found a possible link between flu vaccine and reduced Alzheimer's. They analyzed a much larger sample than previous research, including 935,887 flu vaccinated patients and almost the same number of the same number of non-vaccinated patients. During a four-year follow-up, about 5.1% of flu-vaccinated patients were found to have developed Alzheimer's, but 8.5% of non-vaccinated patients developed Alzheimer's, so that was a big difference. The results underscore, they say, the strong protective effect of the flu vaccine against Alzheimer's disease. They say, since there is evidence that several vaccines may protect from Alzheimer's, we are thinking that it isn't a specific effect of the flu vaccine. Instead, they think that the immune system's complex, and some alterations, such as pneumonia, may activate it in a way that makes Alzheimer's disease worse. But other things that activate the immune system may do so in a different way, one that protects. So they still want to know why. They can't say why. Now, I mean, the logical thing is, well, you not getting the flu, it doesn't damage the brain. But you see, I'm not fearful of the flu. The flu rarely kills. What kills is pneumonia. So I like the fact that they brought up pneumonia, because that's the problem that I'm picking up on. You get the flu, it sucks. It's dangerous as hell, but the danger lies in you getting pneumonia. Just like with COVID. COVID stinks, but the biggest danger, you can get blood clots, you can get encephalitis, but the biggest danger is the pneumonia. So you suffering from pneumonia, and I wonder if maybe that's the study. You know, if you've had pneumonia, are you at higher risk for Alzheimer's? I don't know. I had pneumonia once. I had pneumonia in medical school. I tried to wear a mask. Doctor said, you look stupid. Get that off. You're going to make the patients nervous. I go, but I have pneumonia. He goes, you're going to make them nervous wearing a mask. And I'm like, but I don't want to give the patient. So when I walked into the patient's room, I would just put the mask on. But I had pneumonia. And you weren't allowed to take off. You were not allowed to take off work. I had to work with pneumonia. And what made it worse is I was given erythromycin, and erythromycin makes you really nauseous. So I couldn't eat. I couldn't breathe. It was horrible. It was not fun. So I worry, because I've had pneumonia. My son's had pneumonia. So maybe it's the pneumonia component. Alzheimer's affects about 6 million people living in the United States. Number of affected individuals are growing because we have an aging population. And if the heart disease isn't getting us, then it's cancer might not be getting us. Something does. And so sadly, when you have individuals that have made it and are real spry, 80, 90 year olds, they're in trouble. The Alzheimer's is progressive. And it occurs where your brain loses function, you get memory loss, and it's a buildup of proteins in the brain, beta amyloid and tau. They get plaques, neurofibrillary tingles within the nerve cell. It disrupts the communication between the nerve cells, so your memory starts to falter. See, I think COVID did that to a lot of us. That's why we have brain fog. Many people affected with Alzheimer's lose newer memories first and then progressively lose older ones. But Alzheimer's can do a variety of things. It can cause personality changes. You have issues completing one simple task, social withdrawal, labile moods, misplacing commonly used objects, lack of appropriate judgment, issues with problem solving, lack of understanding spatial timing concepts, lack of understanding that maybe we need our pipelines back open and we need to help with the gas. Okay. lack of being able to follow simple directions when it comes to a press conference, but we're not going to go there. Cholesterol plays a part. There's been some concern about LDL, maybe HDL. There was a study showing Viagra was found to cut risk of Alzheimer's. And that was interesting because a lot of people are on Viagra. But if I had to say what's going on with the flu shot, and this isn't the first time I heard about this, where flu can sadly, you know, put you at higher risk. My guess is those who get the flu shot might also be more health prone. And I'm not accusing you guys that don't get the flu shot, you're not health conscious. Because remember, there was a study saying those who didn't get the COVID vaccine might have actually been more health conscious to protect themselves from COVID. That's why some of them might have actually done better in the long term. Because they're like, look, I'm not vaccinated, so I'm going to bunker down and I'm going to do more natural things. So, but it could be that of these million people that get the flu vaccine, they're like, you know, but I'm also going to have my 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day. And I'm going to take my water. And I'm going to do my regular doctor visits. And I'm going to do my... Because, you know, the people that got the flu shot were the ones that were coming into my office. So if they're coming in for their blood pressure and diabetes and all that, I'm like, did you get your flu shot? Do you need it? So maybe those that don't go to the doctor, that don't know they have high blood pressure, they don't know have diabetes or high cholesterol until it's too late, maybe they're not getting interventions. So it could just be very... related. Sleeping pill use was linked to Alzheimer's. Certain benzodiazepines and the Z drugs, like Zolpidem, other hypnotics, there was a study showing those could put somebody at risk for Alzheimer's. Again, is it because of the pills, or is it because people with insomnia might have bad habits? They smoke, they drink a lot of alcohol, they don't exercise, they have sleep apnea. So, we really need to look into that. And so I don't want people thinking, okay, I just got to go and get my flu shot and I'll be good. My guess is not getting flu, not getting sick will protect the brain, or the other sort of behaviors of getting in with the doctor, making sure your blood pressure is good, your diabetes, you're not diabetic, cholesterol is good, those kinds of things. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702- 562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, guys. We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, ladies, I need to enlighten you. Because when you're dating or when you're out there, guys have a little protocol going on. And I didn't realize how popular this protocol was. In fact, it's a matrix that a lot of guys are using for those of you that are in heterosexual relationships. And you need to be aware, it's actually really hilarious, okay? But I'm not going to comment on its veracity. I'm not going to comment on its validity. I'm going to give credit where credit's due. This was posted by a James Yeager. I don't know if that's the one who designed the Matrix, but it's a video. And I'll figure out, I'll see if I want to share it. It's just, I know a lot of women are going to get mad, but it sure is funny. So basically, men have been following this. In fact, they have been sharing it with their sons, sharing it with their nephews,
sharing it with their grandsons. And if you ladies aren't aware of this, you might kind of, you know, want to, because then we can mess with them. We can mess with the guys. So the matrix is a chart, like you'd learn in math, where you have hotness. Well, apparently, the guys rate you hotness, 0 to 10, okay? And then they measure your craziness from 0 to 10, but not 0 to 10. They actually started at 4. Because the creator of this said there's rarely a woman that has no level of craziness at all. Most are at least a 4. Yeah. Okay. I'm not saying I agree. But this is how guys think. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. You guys got to learn about this matrix. You've got to beware. So the crazy scale, there's 4 to 10. The hot scale, 0 to 10. They go from 0 to 5. They'll put a marker of 5 hot. And they basically call it a no-go zone if you have a woman that's under a 5, because there is no reason they feel to date her. If she's 0 to 5 and is at least a 4 in craziness, what's the point? So, ladies, if you are under a 5, that could be why we're having a problem, okay? Because the matrix, they cut us off at 5. That explains the dry spell I had for decades. Then they go from 5 to 8. So once you hit a 5, you're intriguing. But the matrix has a line, okay? So when you have the hotness scale and the crazy scale, there's a graph. And above this graph is the crazy level that you don't want. Below the graph is a crazy level I guess you could have. So they say if you're hot and you have a 5 to 8, okay, if you are above the line, still, could be a danger zone, they said. Because you got somebody really, really hot, so you're going to fall for them. But if they got crazy, you could get yourself into trouble. If they're below the line, the graph of craziness, and they're hot, they say that's where you have fun. So some of us, at one point, I think at my highest, I might have been a 5.1. Because there was one point in my life where guys wanted to date me. Who knows? Maybe that was when there was a massive cataract epidemic. I don't know. And so I'm like, chill, and I'm whatever, but all they wanted to do was have fun with me. And I'm like, well, what about marriage? No. And so a lot of you women are like, well, when do we get married? When does a guy want to marry us? It's very rare. There's a very small, small level, but I'll tell you where it is. If you are between an 8 to a 10, and you are under the crazy line, I guess, they say, this is their matrix, not mine. All right? There's a date zone if you're a little bit hot, closer to the crazy level. But if you're in the low crazy level, you might be in the wife zone. But you have to be between an 8 and a 10 in terms of hotness. And you have to basically between maybe a 6 and a 7 of crazy. And you could qualify for the wife zone. There are some people with the lowest level of crazy, 4 to 5, according to the matrix. Hot, 8 to 10. They say you're a unicorn. They say if you find a woman like that who's 8 to 10 with a very low level of crazy to capture the unicorn, find, you know, and so, you know, people could study it, maybe replicate it, all right? That's what this guy says. Not me, all right? I don't know if I fall for into the unicorn. He then goes on to say that there was somebody who tried to debunk it. And he said, no way. I got somebody who's beyond an 8 to 10, very hot and very chill. Person is so chill, there's no crazy. So this gentleman diagnosed, the maker of the matrix, said, no, you must be dating a dude because there's no such woman out there. You're probably dating somebody who's a transgender. And then all the power to you, but there's no person who's that hot with that little crazy. So I have a problem with that, too, because I think there are women out there that don't have crazy. But then they go on to say, apparently the narrator is like, but look, you know, what about a woman graph? So I'm thinking, okay, finally, good. You know, there must be a woman graph. Well, the woman graph, I think, is cute versus money. Let me see if I could find that graph. Yeah, so apparently with the cute versus money, if somebody doesn't have money, then they definitely aren't going to get dated unless they're super, super cute. If they're super, super cute on the graph, we might have fun with them, but nobody ever gets married unless they have a certain amount of money. So, you know, it obviously doesn't put us women in the best light, but I bring it up because I think a lot of guys think this way. And you see the comments. You see the comments. And they're like, okay, you know, this should be looked at once a year. This must be watched at least once a year as a refresher. He said him being as professional as possible is what kills me. Because, again, he makes it act like this is on science. Somebody said the man deserves a Nobel Prize. This should be required for all high school freshman boys to watch. It would have saved them a lot of headaches down the road. So, I mean, you know, we have this disconnect with dating. And I told you guys, okay, as a woman, we women will hide our crazy. All right, we all have different crazy. I told you guys what my crazy is. My crazy is I give my pets more human qualities than they have. So I'll say that the dog told me this, the cat told me this, but I really feel like I hear them. Okay, that's my crazy. I don't admit that, though. I didn't admit that to my husband until a year in. And then he sees me with the pet, and I'm singing a song, and I'm like, he's like, okay, you know, I don't even think the animal likes your singing. And I'm like, no, he does, because he asked me to sing that song. He wanted me to sing Still of the Night, and I did. In the still of the night, and I'm singing it, and the cat is listening. Cat listens to me in the shower. So that wasn't. And then there's something else I really, really don't like. I don't mind the toilet. I'm fine with the toilet. I'm fine with, oh, the other thing that makes me blow my mind is when my husband will leave wet bread in the sink. You can't throw out the flipping sandwich in the garbage. And I can't stand the texture of soggy bread. I could feel anything else, but not soggy bread. And I'm doing the dishes, and there's crap in the bottom of the sink. And that's when I lose it. And then I'm like, blah, 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 blah. But it used to be only once a month I would do it. The rest of the time I'd be like, oh, it's okay, I love you. You know, you're so nice, and blah, 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 blah. So, but you hide it in the first couple months of dating or the first year of marriage. And then finally you're like, okay, this isn't happening. I need to nip this in the bud. And then you nip it in the bud. So women, actually, we do things different. So I know you guys have this matrix. I told you how women roll. Women are nesters. And we need to make sure that the nest isn't screwed up. And so if you're doing things that could screw up the nest, a lot of us are going to want to nip that in the bud. Because we don't want to procrastinate things. Men are procrastinators. Women aren't. Women are like, I need to fix this. So if we see you checking out a girl's butt, or we see you doing something, all right, we're going to be like, this is not going to work for 25 years or 50 years of marriage. Okay, that stuff stops now. If we see you leave crap in the garden, if we, let's say, don't like you keeping the seat up, I don't mind that because then I know how dirty the toilet is. I have three boys. I can't get them to put the seat down. So at least I know. And I'm just now always prepared that I'm going to fall into the toilet. You know, after falling into the toilet 100 times, I now just know. Can't change them. But, you know, for some of you, you're like, look, I don't want to fall into the toilet and, you know, get a sacroiliitis. So let's fix that. So women are fixers. You guys might call it crazy. But we're like, this is going to wreck the marriage, and I don't want to divorce you 5 years from now. So if you don't want to get divorced, you might want to follow my advice now. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.